0807-0804-7199. Trinity School of Nursing and Midwifery, world's leading school of nursing and midwifery.
Gigantic, actually. And if there's one phrase we have come to know Oliver for, it is this.
More data, please.
No matter what we offer him.
More data, please.
So, guess what we did? We heard Glo created new data plans for people like Oliver, and we got him exactly that. And guess what Oliver said?
Excuse me, please, is this all for me? Only me?
Now, Oliver certainly has more than enough data. All thanks to the Glo Mega Data Plans.
With the longer validity you get on Glo Mega Data Plans, you can work from home with ease, run your business better, download non-stop, stream music and movies endlessly, learn online, and share data with anyone. No worries. Get 225 gigabytes at 30,000 Naira for 30 days, 425 gigabytes at 50,000 Naira for 90 days, and 1 terabyte at 100,000 Naira for a year. Dial *777# now to start enjoying these mega plans.
Glow Unlimited.
Sometimes, she be fashion designer.
The dress fits you well, well.
Another time, she be cook.
I just cook that soup with the totori you.
And when you know Sabi, she be teacher.
You get her. Oh, yeah, clap for yourself.
And to put Jara on top, she be your number one supporter.
Go, Jimmy. Go, Jimmy.
This
go,
one, Jimmy. Now for our Male, the heart of our home. Go, that's the wife of Three Crowns. We dey always help take care of Mama.
Three Crowns Milk. Healthy moms, happy families.
Are you knowing that number one line of self-defense of life safety from coronavirus, a hand washing with soap and clean water in there? It does not cost money. It are the cheapest way to protect yourself against transfer of infection disease. Wash your hands properly before you touch your face or cook or chop late food, even when after you have gone to toilet and after you have touched your surfaces like door handles, light switches, keys, tables, mobile telephones, and etc. In the sentence and tenkobo, to wash your hands always with soap, no less than 20 seconds, under clean running water, washes coronavirus away. Stay in good health, protection yourself and family and others. Prevention the spread of coronavirus. Because why? Provision are better than kiosk. To be forewarning and to be forearming. Kachine kemezioku.
This message is brought to you by Enugu State Government, Wash Media Network, the Clean Nigerian Use the Toilet Campaign, the National Task Group on Sanitation, Nigeria Health Watch, South Saharan Social Development Organization with support from Water Aid Nigeria.
Chief Zebrudaya, alias 430.
The People Station.
Yeah, man. Check my peoples. Let's just kick back a little bit.
Representing the People Station.
We are Urban 94.5.
Turn your radios up.
This is where the best music plays. Playing hits after hits after hits after. It almost hurts. Urban Radio 94.5.
Good evening. Welcome to The Uncut. Today, Tuesday, 15 September 2020. Charles is my name. I hope you're good out there. So, The Uncut, of course, is a program created by the Office of Public Communications in Enugu State to basically communicate government programs, plans to the people of Enugu State, and of course, return feedbacks where necessary. We have with us live in the studio the person and the anchor of The Anchor, Mr. Chukwunoyo Okereke. He is the special assistant to the government or the governor on public communications. Good to have you. Good evening. Good evening. So today we're going to be looking at education. We were supposed to actually have the executive chairman of NSUBAB in the studio. Hopefully he would actually send his representative, or maybe he comes himself. But we're just going to basically talk about education in Enugu State. I mean, we have spent 5 good years under the administration of Ogwai, and there have been some issues. So many persons don't think that we are on the right track to achieving the goal of the education as set out by this administration. So I don't know how you would describe the last 5 years under this administration, especially as it relates to education.
Thank you, Charles. You see, education is an omnibus. It's too big. And that's why we decide on this program, Anchor, that is being anchored by the Office of Special Assistant to His Excellency on Public Communication, that has my humble self as the person that is occupying that office. When you look at education, you cannot discuss education in a day or in 1 hour. So we've decided to look at it from the basic perspective of primary and junior secondary. Look at it thoroughly. Then in some other episode, we'll talk about the secondary and the tertiary and technical and vocational. Don't you see, it is too big.
Right.
And 1 hour cannot be able to accommodate that. So we really want to go into the details of what His Excellency has done in basic education in Enugu State, because he has done so much in that aspect. It is the foundation. It is the substructure that holds the other superstructure. If you miss it at these basics, everything that you're talking about in the other ones, even that is like building a big house on a quicksand, and this government will not want to do that. And that's the why fundamentals of the primary and the junior secondary education is being firmed up. As I believe you are aware, a whole lot has happened there, and he believes that education primarily is an access that will bring in equalizer to those that do not have. He believes that it is the soul of the state, that there is a linkage between education and economic growth, and that is why basic fundamentals are being put in place in basic education in Enugu State that is pioneered by no other person than Chief Ikeja Asogwa, who happens to be the chairman of Enugu State Universal Basic Education Board, where he is marshalling out a plan program of action of His Excellency to make sure that education is accessible, education is affordable, that there should be qualitative education, and there should be good infrastructure that could be able to house our brothers and sisters and our children that will see themselves passing through primary schools and junior secondary, so that they could be able to hold firm their ground anywhere around the world. That is what His Excellency is interested in doing in the area of primary and junior secondary education in Enugu State.
Right, I've seen that there's a lot of renovation going on in Enugu State. A lot of schools are being renovated. Is it also part of the plan?
In primary through junior secondary education, we have infrastructural development, we have teacher development, we have qualitative output that definitely has to come from the pupils and students, as the case may be. So it's a tripod. Infrastructure is one leg of that tripod. And you need an ambient conducive environment for you to be able to assess global standard learning. And that is why you see the Universal Basic Education Board of Enugu State carrying out a whole lot of renovation, a lot of new buildings, to the extent that in the last count, they've done almost 1,000 blocks of different types of classroom. Aside from full-fledged schools, they've renovated from scratch to the roof with all the necessary appendages like chairs, seats, and other things that will make education to really be easy to be assimilated by the pupils and the students.
All right. I mean, you know that beyond the infrastructure that the renovation is doing, making the schools look good and maybe changing chairs, you know, it is also about what happens there. You know, what kind of teachings people actually have, the pupils actually have from teachers. We've seen in time past under this administration where teachers go on strike. Sometime in April, I guess, teachers went on strike. And because of non-payment of the new minimum wage, that still has not been addressed. And there are also clamor of the fact that, you know, these teachers are still owed gratuities of up to 17 years.
The truth remains that you have a lot of questions. Let us take the one after the other. Capacity building. Capacity building of teachers is an ongoing process. The capacity, you don't recruit a teacher who does not have capacity. And that was what this government ensured that the chairman of NSUBEP carried out when there was recruitment of 5,000 teachers in Enugu State and conversion of 1,000 volunteer teachers to become permanent teachers, making them 6,000. These are persons that have the basic qualification of NCE, which mandates them to be employable by the Education Board.
Did he sack them?
No, he converted the 1,000 to permanent teachers. There were 1,000 volunteers.
Right.
Aside from 5,000 teachers that the government employed,
okay,
there was 1,000 volunteer teachers that the government converted to become permanent teachers.
Okay.
So all in all, around 6,000.
All right.
And I know a couple of other recruitments have been taking place in that place. And the chairman ensured that the basics were followed. It was not like in a time past when you just use contacts you have to get people into the primary education system, because he knows that if we get it wrong at that level, whatever you're talking about in secondary school and university is just like a waste. The fundamentals must be built strongly. Like today, they wrote first school leaving certificate and anchored by Education Development Center, EDC. It is still part of the education appendage of the Ministry of Education of Enugu State. What does it mean? It meant that capacity of teachers, which entails training and retraining, is a key aspect, which means that you must bring them to par to international standards. And that is where DFID ESPIN program comes in. ESPIN is Enugu Education Sector System Program in Nigeria. ESPIN is run by DFID across certain states in the country. Their primarily is to help build capacity of teachers and head teachers across schools. So they've been in Enugu for some couple of years now. So in the area of capacity building, to make sure that our teachers reach the necessary global standards, they are doing it, coupled with what the education authorities and the Ministry of Education is doing internally. They just don't do things anyhow. If you come to NSUBEP, they have what they call the School Services Directorate. It's a full-fledged directorate. What do? They oversee what teachers do in their schools. It's like an inspectorate division that NSUBEP is housing. They try to make sure that the teachers could be able to interpret and apply basic education curriculum. One thing is having a curriculum, another thing is ability to interpret it so that the children could be able to understand what you're talking about. Because a teacher has to understand to be able to transmit to the pupils or students. And this is what this government has tried to ensure. That quality is being certified by a quality assurance directorate again in NSUBEP. Do you understand?
Right.
It is not like you just allow them to teach. No, 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 no. It is too detailed. Why I'm going to this depth is to tell you the extent this government, superintended over by Right Honorable Ifeanyi Ugwuanyi, is going to make sure that the average Enugu citizen and indigene gets the best from education because of the strategic nature of education to economic growth and development. It's a bridge that tries to narrow the gap between the haves and have-nots. It is the only thing that could make a son of nobody to become somebody tomorrow because you have those basics. The technological advancement we are seeing in the global economy demands that you cannot do it your style. You have to do it to an acceptable style so that anywhere you are, you could be able to measure up. You spoke something about gratuity being owed. Unfortunately, a couple of previous administrations refused to look at this. This government not only needs teachers across board, gratuity, unpaid pension, areas of this, areas of that. The government of Ugwuanyi is gradually reducing the overhead of those debt burden over time because it cannot be done in a day. But they will equally tell you that he is gradually getting it across board so that people will know that, yes, a time will come when yours will be taken care of because you've seen those that have received their own payments. And we should not forget that we inherited two recessions. The first time this government came, there was a recession. When we recorded more than three quarters of negative GDP. Now, we have a different type of recession that has been orchestrated by COVID. So, you must be involved in the economic wizardry for you to be able to manage the whole dynamics. Do you understand? So, you talk about minimum wage. The minimum wage was a challenge nationally. And each state had to be left to work out the dynamics, which you have on record that members of Nigeria Labour Congress went to the government house to thank the lion for what he has been able to do across board. And I believe NUT is a very strategic arm of labor. And if labor has gone to do that, whatever it is that may have been their challenges must have been assuaged.
All right, let me just reel back to you what one head teacher said about the government. He says that the state government has been treating primary school teachers like slaves in the state. He also went on to say that when it comes to using teachers and local government staff for politics, they force us to come for solidarity rallies in Enugu, but when it's time to get the rewards, they say we are not their staff. It is common knowledge that the state governors are not ready to grant autonomy to local governments or even allow free and fair local government elections because they put those who would not challenge them for interfering with local government allocations. So retired teachers are being owed, of course, gratuities of up to 17 years in Enugu, and it does not look like even the implementation of the new minimum wage is going to happen under this administration.
I've just told you quickly that they are receiving. Every state worked out what is really minimum wage. You're talking about you're practicing federalism. The governors themselves across the 36 states complained that they could not be able. It was left to the dynamics of different states to work it out with the different labor units.
No, national minimum wage is 30,000.
That's what I'm trying
to
tell you
now. So why are people still receiving less than 30,000?
I'm telling you, there is no state, only very few. I know that even at the level of federal government, I've forgotten the term they used, but there was some little mathematics across states they did that brought...
That is different from 30,000?
It's exactly now. Each state has something comparatively they added. Before I continue, my sister happens to be a primary school teacher.
Right.
She's teaching in a school in my local government area. She has never complained for a day. You see, when people bring same politics to their day-to-day activities, they make a very big mistake. Nobody, she talked about NSEC. You and I understand the way State Independent Electoral Commission comes cropped up in the Constitution across the State of Federation. Is that the problem and the headache of the state government here? Is that not a constitutional matter? That is set aside immediately. There is no state where a sitting government of a particular political party in Nigeria has never fielded those that are in their party, plus others to run for the election. It happened in Enugu State here. You have other parties. They concurred in that election. There was tribunal set up in a situation whereby your party is not happy with the conduct of the election. They should go to the tribunal to make to present their case of a particular anomaly as regards the election in any of 17 local government areas. The tribunal was open. The time for the tribunal to elapse, and they closed shop. How is that going to be a headache again? People bring in things extraneously from streets, thinking that if they talk, we are going to run. We understand the workings and functionality and dynamics of this system. It is embedded in what we call constitution. It's a rule book. It's the Bible of how things are done in any particular state or society. That done, I quickly told you here that the issue of gratuity, it was inherited, and this government is doing as much as it could to make sure, I say not only teachers, across board, leave allowance, a whole lot of things. Even local government workers were not paid for a long time. It was the pension that revived the local government pension board. Are you not aware? It's not a standalone thing. It was across the civil service stratum in Enugu State. But this government is doing it. And that is why when people complain, the governor is not doing that, I say, stomach security for you to be alive. This governor has decided on two things. I am going to be a governor of the living, not of the dead. And that is exactly what you're talking about now. People must eat. And you must fashion out a way as a leader to balance things. It is that art of balancing that he is skilled in, that requires ability to spread across the little that comes in across board. As we are talking, Federal Minister of Education sent in an award letter, a letter of commendation to the state government on what they've been able to do in this state. It is not we writing a commendation letter to ourselves. It's the federal government of a different party saying, yes, they are doing so well. ESPIN is a DFID agency telling you that this state is trying as much as it could. It is not the state assessing itself again. It is an external organization that you cannot bribe, telling you that this is how it is. So nobody coerces anybody. The teacher, I just told you that my sister is a teacher.
That's in one local government.
Wait. She is a teacher with master's degree. Do you understand?
That's in one local government.
Wait. She is a... I'm telling you, it is in my own local government. And I've been able to interact across board. So some persons might not be happy. Everybody will not be happy. She was sounding very, very political. And nobody coerces anybody. Do you know the number of teachers we have in Enugu State? Who is going to superintend the coercing project? It is something you willfully do if you feel like. If you don't feel like, you stay in your house. Your primary responsibility is to teach the pupils. Where the state government, through NSUBE, will get it wrong with you is, annoyed with you is, when the assurance directorate comes in and your lesson notes are not following the laid down procedures. When you refuse to come to school, they have a performance management unit there. They have personnel management unit there under Human Resources Directorate that takes care of things like truancy, which of course this government has tried to mitigate to the barest minimum, sending teachers to their own local government. And most likely you teach in a school that is in your community. And with that, this issue of absentee teachers have been solved by this government. It is this government that solved it. People traveling from Enugu to a school in Ozowani. No. If your village is not beautiful enough for you to teach in, then tell God to relocate you from that village to a different place altogether.
Right. But let me reel out to you the comment attributed to the chairman of the Enugu State Universal Basic Education. He says clearly that the primary school teachers and local government workers are not our employees. And it means that the primary schools are domiciled in the local government areas of the state. And when you see things like this, I mean, it means that the payment directly doesn't come from the state government, but the local government.
Let me help you.
So I'm wondering if there's an issue regarding primary school teachers complaining about the payment of their gratuities or their salaries to local government chairman, and they are not paying it, what do you want the teachers to do?
My brother, let me help you. Thank God we are talking to somebody that understands this system. I understand this system very, very well. We have what we call local government educational authorities. We have education secretary. As we are talking about, in preparation of budget 2021 of NSUBEP, they will go to different local government education authority and get their own budget estimates. Their budget estimate is going to form the overall budget estimate of NSUBEP, which will now be mainstreamed to Ministry of Education, which the Commission of Education will now bring in and become the part of the budget. How then will you say that it's not part of it? He cannot have, there's no way he will make that statement. Or maybe you're putting him out of context. I've just told you the way it runs now. In all the six departments, from human resources to quality assurance to school services to which other one? Planning, research and statistics, to designs of the schools, there are inputs of education secretaries. Their redeployment happens in a suburb office here in Enugu. Their transfer happens there. Disciplinary action is equally taken against them there. It is just how it is. It's just like, you see, that's why when you look at the constitution, you start wondering, do we have a three tier of government or two tier? The truth is that we have two tier. I have to tell you comfortably here, because that is my terrain. Some other person will tell you that they said because let us not fool ourselves. When you look at the constitution properly, we find out that the local government is an appendage of the state. What we have in Nigeria is two tier of government, the federal and local, that the state. The local government cannot run independently.
Why?
And wait now, it's a constitutional matter. Until your representatives answer that question, that's what they have to address at the level of National Assembly.
Well, right, they have to look at allocations are paid directly.
They have
to
what
the
they are
government.
Doing. What this thing Buhari has just done is executive order arrangement, which possibly even local government autonomy in area of telling them you don't spend this, don't spend that. It's only that the governors possibly they are wary of battle, but that's what the attorney generals of different states should sue the federal government for. It's a constitutional matter. That is the truth of the matter. Do you understand? Now, they are using political solution to handle a whole couple of issues. But I'm trying to tell you, ordinarily, that is what it is. That was why Bola Ahmed Tinubu created development centers. When Obasanjo seized his money, did he collapse it? He did not. And that was how you saw development centers everywhere. States created it. Yes, Bola Ahmed Tinubu's money was held down by federal government. But when Musa Yar'Adua came in, he released the money. He looked at the books. So the ground norm is the book. What did the book say? And that's why when you look at Section 7 of the Constitution, talking about local government elections, it is neither here nor there. Now, in all of those things, State Independent Electoral Commission has swept away whatever it is that you're talking about. Until you tinker with that and domicile the capacity of conduct of election in INEC, you're wasting your time. It is still domiciled in the states of the federation. So local government education authority, that's what we call LGEA. If you are traveling from Enugu to Abuja, you'll be seeing a lot of signboards carrying there. If you look at, read signboards, if you've not been reading signboards, start reading it this evening. If you are going to Abuja, you start seeing LGEA. So it is not an independent organ away from. Now we have Universal Basic Education Board at Abuja, UBEC.
Right.
UBEC to pretend, you see, because of the nature of education, it appears in the a concurrent list in the constitution. That's why UBEC came up with their own arrangement. Now every state have the State Universal Basic Education Board keen in what UBEC is doing. Do you understand? Now you have UNICEF. There's still a partnership between different state Universal Basic Education Board with UNICEF, with ESPIN, DFID, with UNESCO. Do you understand? And the directorate that handles it in SOBEP is what we call social mobilization. Do you understand?
Right.
So this thing is not just like, it's not pedestrian. It is too detailed. And as it is in Enugu, that is how it is in the 36th state of the Federation. Once in a while, I know they have meeting with Chama Ubek, University of Education Commission in Abuja there. Because of, we needed to narrow the gap of the 13 million out-of-school children in Nigeria. That is why all these efforts are cropping up here and there and there. To make sure that gap is narrowed. Do you understand? So, in Enugu here, the governor has his own program, which I told you, accessible and affordable basic education for primary school pupils and junior secondary students, so that you could be able to get your basic education certificate, BECE. Do you understand? So, it is the program. And the man anchoring it to make sure that the governor's vision becomes a reality is Chief Ikeja Asogwa. He's a tested administrator. He has done so much well. He's a workaholic. He tries to galvanize all these directorates. In fact, a person that is not smart, if you go there, that place will swallow you. You must be in the system to understand how these things work. Like what you're asking me now. I know you're surprised. How do I know this? Because this is our business. So that those that don't understand are confused with what the government is doing should understand what we are doing. And if they don't understand, they ask us questions.
Right. Okay. We are going to get into the phone calls right now. But before that, we're still talking education. We've seen different states in the country, Ogun, Oyo, Lagos, even Anambra State, has announced dates for resumption of schools in the Enugu State. But so far, we haven't heard anything from Enugu State as to when and how schools are going to be reopening. So many persons are worried about that. Are we going to get back to school in September? Is it in October? Is it going to be next year? So we can have some clarity. If other states are reopening their schools from primary level to tertiary, why is Enugu State not even thinking about it?
Every state has its own peculiarity. We're talking about COVID-19. The way it is in Lagos is not the way it is in Enugu.
Lagos is the epicenter.
Let me talk. That's exactly. The way people were moving around in Enugu was not the way they were moving around in Lagos, you could remember. Do you understand?
Right.
Thank you. Because of this peculiarity, we have committee here that is managing this COVID saga. Do you understand? They must do their own assessments. It's an internal thing. You don't hurriedly open because it has done. You see, art of governance requires this case of balancing. You don't do because it has done. You look inwards. See how ready and prepared your own people are. You have the primary education, the private schools. We have the public schools. You must meet with them. They are strategic stakeholders. The protocols that must have been given to them by the Minister of Health, how far, how well have they been able to be in tune with that? We don't want to have disaster. Are you not happy that Enugu did not record calamitous COVID-19 numbers?
But Enugu doesn't have as much as what Oyo even Ogun or even Lagos as an epicenter.
That's what I'm trying to tell you now. So, you must give kudos to this government for being able to be responsive in managing it so that people did not even know. They were hearing it on the radio. At a stage, people start doubting whether if this thing is real in Enugu State. But the Commissioner of Health came out to tell them it is real, oh, severally. Be careful the way you do your things. We saw some churches opening then. They were cautioned. The governor himself has to caution a couple of clerics, you are aware. Because they thought that it is not really existing. But we know that in Enugu, there were some issues here and there. But because of the adroitness in the management of this year, we were not able to record as high as these other people. So likewise, we should be sure that your children and my children are properly secured. We are talking about life here. And I told you that this governor is governor of the living. He wants to make sure that everything that is supposed to be in place is in place. Definitely the media is there. It's not hidden. Definitely people are going to go back to school. A private school owner asked me this thing. In fact, where my children attend school, I said definitely we are going to resume between now and the nearest possible time, not too far from now. Do you understand?
But that's not official.
No. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Schools are opening. Kogi started, their own was either yesterday or today. Do you understand? Anambra was on Friday.
Right.
Do you understand? And other states is a gradual thing because COVID did not happen once across 36. So the reopening, even the closure, even the setting up of the National ACDC Control Center did not happen immediately. Do you understand?
Right.
So, as it did not happen immediately, that is how there is going to be a phasal arrangement across states, which you have already started noticing. So, Enugu, in due time, I assure you, because I want to, His Excellency wants us to be alive. He will not want to jeopardize the lives of our children, neither will he want to put us in a dire situation. So be rest assured that they are going to go to school.
No, the argument is if for instance Lagos, that is the epicenter, is already announcing dates for reopening, or your Ogun also had high numbers of COVID-19 infection, how come Enugu that is not even in the top?
We are not Lagos. We are not Ogun. This is Enugu State. The Right Honorable Ifeanyi Ugwuanyi, his name does not resemble that of Sanwo-Olu. They are not twins. Do you understand?
Mm.
They are not of even the same party. You are talking about people who are in APC, you are in PDP. So there are a lot of differences. We are going to take our time. We have a commissioner of health here. We have all the necessary committees across the 17 local government area. We have health professionals in Enugu. Do you understand? So, at the appropriate time, when these things, these different committees, they must come together and look at what they have on ground and say, we are good to go. You can't expect Barcelona to behave like Manchester United.
In this sense.
Do you understand?
In this sense,
and you can't
Barcelona?
Expect you can't expect, in this sense.
Who is Barcelona?
I just give an instance. But ordinarily, you would have asked me who is Chelsea. The state is Chelsea, as a matter of fact. Do you understand? Okay, man, you Chelsea. Do you understand? So the most important thing is that we are on the top of this matter. And as far as the state government is concerned, and as far as the education management body is concerned, together with the Minister of Health, they will give us the best.
All right. We've been joined by a board member of NSUBA, Honorable Eze Nnemeka Charles. Good to have you. Good evening.
Good evening, Charles. Namesake.
Good to have you.
My pleasure.
Let me just ask this, because the phone lines are blinking. Do you think the major reason why NSUBEB is created, those reasons are being met under this administration?
Yes, of course. Yes, NSUBEB, I may not be wrong to boast that NSUBEB has done better than most agencies in Enugu State. And you know what the meaning of NSUBEB is. Enugu State Universal Basic Education Board. So we take care of primary schools.
Right.
Yeah. So one of the things Governor Ogwuanyi mandated Ikeja Asowa, that is our chairman, to do immediately as under office is to make sure that virtually all the primary schools in Enugu State get what I call the Bruce Touch. You wouldn't believe it that within the past four years of Governor Ogwuanyi's administration, NSPEV has been able to either built, reconstructed, or renovated over 1,000 schools, and all of them built to standard. We have a particular standard that the contractors must meet up to those standards before they are paid, and most of these schools have been equipped. So, because the last time I was here, I thought about it, and somebody said that they would like to know the names of these schools. I have the list of the schools, all the names of the schools. I have them here, so that if you doubt that what I'm saying is not true, then you can go and verify. Like I said last time I was here, I was given an appointment as permanent member for. I went to my alma mater, the primary school I attended, and to probably to capture the school for them to come and give it the Bruce touch. And guess what? I went there to discover that the school had been brought down and new structures erected. The head chair took me around, and all the classrooms equipped with plastic, solid, as in very strong plastic chairs and their desk. Of course, marker boards. So when Gwanugwai came to commission the Kulu Primary School, which went viral on air, some also said that it's only the school that has been given that touch. And I'm telling you, over 1,000 schools. Initially, it was 846. But within the period of this pandemic, we have built over, reconstructed some built from scratch to finish, over 200 new schools. So, and then within this period also, we have recruited over 4,000 teachers. And these teachers are always undergoing training. Okay, just this past week, we trained all the teachers, not all, but most of the teachers, on how to manage this pandemic. Workshop, 2 days workshop. They were well taken care of. Even the teachers, when they came to their schools, they couldn't believe that their schools had been renovated that way. Because some of these schools were renovated while the pandemic was on, as in, was still ravaging the world. So I think the aim for creating N12 has been met, and we are doing well.
Right. What about the strike that happened in April of this year? Has the issues been resolved?
The
primary school teachers strike that happened in April this year?
Yes, that one has been taken care of. As soon as schools resumed, it's only in this administration that teachers on two occasions had the solidarity march in appreciation of what the governor has been doing. Yes, the first one was 2 years ago, where they had a march from stadium to Opera Square. All the teachers, all of them dressed in white and black, appreciating the governor for taking care of them. And just before this pandemic, they did another one from Opera Square to Government House. Unlike what used to happen before now, or rather in others in some states, where the teachers will be carrying coffin, costing their governor. But this one is that they are appreciating the governor for the job well done. And governor will always tell you that these teachers are the ones that are grooming the leaders of tomorrow. So their welfare is of importance to him. So I think so far so good with NSUPEP and the government of Enugu State.
Is there a specific date for reopening of the primary school?
One thing I like about this our government is that they believe in action than just words. I'm sure you have the records of schools that reopened in America, and within a space of 2 weeks or thereabout, they had to close those schools down again because of the spike in the pandemic. So I know in the shortest possible time, schools will reopen in Enugu State. But they don't want to give them dates. One of the reasons why we are still delaying is to make sure that everything is put in place. It's not just rushing to open schools. These children don't even know how to protect themselves. You will see a child exchanging face mask with another child. These children had not seen themselves for almost 5 months. And there is every tendency that they will hug one another. They will play like they had always been playing. So you can't just... And okay, in the before this time next month, hopefully, we have started another batch of school innovation and the reconstruction. Of course, the adverts are everywhere. Now, the essence is to build more schools, more structures, so that social distancing can be maintained in classrooms. So they can't just rush and open schools only for them to close again. And even as the pandemic is on, we are still training teachers. You understand? So we are not in a haste to open, but when we open, you know that all the measures have been put in place. Okay, now some exam class students have been writing exams, and I had to visit some of these schools to see how they have been observing the protocols. And good enough, they are doing very well. Nobody enters the classrooms without face mask. You will see buckets of water there, hand sanitizers, and in the classrooms they are properly spaced. So it's not just rushing to open, but are the students safe? Are the pupils safe? You understand? They will tell you that churches have reopened, clubs and markets have reopened. And at least parents will go there and they will be with their kids. But in school, they don't know what is happening. They don't know. If I was a parent, I may not allow my child to open unless I am sure that all these measures have been put in place. Nandaba is no eden dubar first. I have to speak my language. May flavor even flavor that banana said that no eden dubar first. And you know Jack Ma, what do they call that man?
Jack Ma.
Yes. That these days you don't count your money or anything. Once you are alive, feeling hearty, man, you are number one in whatever you're doing. So my people, it's good schools reopen, but please, let's not rush. Let's ensure that everything has been put in place to contain this pandemic. Of course, it's becoming obvious that we have to live with it.
Right.
And I must say happy survival to everyone that's listening to me now. That's all the gives you. All the gives you at all.
0893-999-945 and 0899-945-945.
And please, Chester, right. If you call in and if there is a school you want us to come and give the Bruce touch, please kindly and gently say the name of the school and where it is located. The Abakwa, the last time I was here, some people called from Abakwa and they brought us the pictures of the school. And I took it to Oga. He could just say, Nanny boy, you have to go and visit this school so that in the next batch they will be included in the schools that will be renovated. Abakwa, I guess, is one of them anyway. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So the phone lines are open. Sir, hello. Good evening. Can you please speak up?
This is Makipa. I'm calling from Umbog. Can you hear me?
We didn't get your name, please.
Makipa.
Ifine.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, if they do a lecture,
hello? I think what he probably want to say is if Edo election would hold, why would we open our schools?
Hello?
Good
evening.
Good evening. Name and location?
My name is Chijoke. I'm calling from Transekulu.
Chijoke?
Yes, from Transekulu.
You're welcome.
All these people who are shouting and saying that the school should be reopened, the government should not mind them. Let them do everything they want to do to make sure that when these children return to school, they will not be infected. Enugu people are taking this COVID-19 to play. They are taking it as a joke. So, as the adults are taking it, is not how the children are taking it. So let them prepare well before the school will be reopened. Thank you very much.
God bless you. All right. Thank you. 0893-999-945.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening. Name and location?
Okay, this is Mato LC calling from Alba.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I sincerely want to thank your guest, you know. Me, myself, I've seen what is going on in the education sector, but I want to ask you just two questions. Sorry. Can you hear me?
Go ahead, please.
Okay. And my first question is that, is there any provision for this exited Empower volunteers in any good state that have served like 3.5 years? Is there any provision for them as regard to permanency or voluntary side? Then two, as they are building more schools in any way, is there any provision again for establishment of all these local libraries where children can go, easily go and take a research and other things? But I won't see students going inside churches to leave. It's not a good idea. If you come to but children are living inside churches, is there any provision for establishment of libraries where they can go and take their research? That's the question. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Hello? Hello. Good evening. Okay. There's no forthcoming. Hello.
Yeah, good evening, Charles.
Good evening. Name and location?
My name is Chiki. I'm calling from the Independence Lawyer, to be precise.
Okay, Chiki.
Thank you so much for your guests and the students. I appreciate their comments. in Eastern land, we value education more than anything, and I thank God they are making it. I'm from Anambra State. My mother is from Moku, and the school there has been renovated. Honestly, I have to say the fact. Everywhere is good, if I should use that phrase. But one thing I want to tell those who come to this city, stop using the phrase, Your Excellency. The Excellency is God and not human. Governor can give you job, but he cannot give you life. So,
Okay. I don't think that's the topic for today. So focus on the topic so we could raise it. Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Name and location?
My name is Fanglo.
Fanglo. Fanglo. Fanglo, go ahead.
Thank you. It's Anani. Good evening. The two men in the studio are eloquent speakers. So when it comes to words, they will always lead up whatsoever. So, Mr. Nani, I want to direct this question. I am from Mako. Is there any primary school down attended to in Mako? Do we have any good state primary school in Mako? Is it all private? Thank you.
Okay. That is supposed to be a rhetorical question because that is where he comes from.
Yeah.
You understand? So, unless you want me to start listing the names, calling out the names of all the schools renovated and probably visit our website to mention, to call out all the names of schools in the state.
1,000?
And that's what he's trying to make.
No, specifically Marco. I mean,
I don't have all of them offhand now. It's not okay. Possible.
Okay, I think the truth is that if the member four has all the information here, it will take us like 2 hours for him to give a roll call.
But and, I'm ready to do that.
I know that the government is doing... You see, we have over 460 communities in Enugu State. And there are communities that have more than 4 or 5 primary schools. Do you understand? The most important thing is that this government has done 1,000. They will not do that 1,000 again. What it means is that another batch of 1,000 will be done. And once that one is done, that means you are not going to do those 2,000 again. Yeah. So the most important thing is that there's an ongoing, dedicated renovation, construction of brand fresh new schools. May it interest the people of Enugu to know that His Excellency paid a humongous amount of counterpart fund. Is it by February? Around how many billion naira? I've forgotten the exact figure. Meaning that the federal government will bring theirs. So, as far as NSUBEB is concerned, it is a continuum till this government comes to its terminus. It is a key part of their responsibility. Aside from the capacity building, because when you talk about school, there are two components here. The school building, right? And the key part of that school arrangement, which is the teacher, which I've told you that ESPN, together with them, is doing a whole lot of job to bring them to international capacity. And that's why we are seeing our pupils and students having wonderful performances. Because now, I told you they have quality assurance
department.
Is it department or directorate there?
Department.
What do they do? They try to measure. How do I measure a teacher? I measure a teacher by the result of the pupil. Timely results, public examination results, and continuous assessments of weekly tests. So periodically, when they come, they look at what you have given and what these children have done. They could not be able to assess you. It's a continuous thing. So they have all these things. And I know that aside, you know, each time people look at the infrastructure, it is a good thing that the NSUBEB is doing that. But beyond that, there are other things they are doing. People don't talk about instructional materials. They've spent so much money in that. Teaching aids, that's what they call it. You understand?
So much money.
So to make sure that aside from the building, the ambience of the environment should be commensurate with the beauty of the externalities of the building. You understand?
Even children's playground.
Now, somebody asked something about the people that exited N-Power.
Mm.
The word is exit. You've gone. your capacity has been built for two or three years, believing that you should be able to stand on your feet. Do you understand?
Right.
If the government has a program, because you were part of the arrangement then, definitely it is going to crop up. It's just like today, I sent something across my page where the UBEC is employing across 36 states of the federation.
I have it here.
This is Universal Basic Education.
I'll even read it out.
And you can read it out. For that's the idea.
Yes.
It's statewide, superintended by them in Abuja. Do you understand? And they are not going to teach outside states. They will teach in states. And they will still teach in local government. So I know that there must have been a framework between them and the board locally here to see how they will be able to do that. You can read it out.
Okay. Recruitment, Universal Basic Education Commission, UBEC. Online application for recruitment into the Federal Teacher Scheme, FTS, for 2020-2021 service period. Applications are invited from eligible candidates for recruitment into the Federal Teacher Scheme, FTS, for 2020-2021 service period. The Federal Teacher Scheme is a two-year intervention program established by the federal government in 2006 to assist states in addressing teacher shortage at the basic education level. Then we have the eligibility. Only candidates who fulfill the following conditions need to apply. That one will take us a long time too.
Right.
Now, why are they doing this recruitment? Do you know within the past 4 months, over 500 teachers have retired within this pandemic period?
Wow.
I'm telling you. So, and now the revenue has dropped. So even to pay teachers is difficult. At least I'm close to the governor, so I know what he's doing to ensure that our teachers are paid accordingly and when they are supposed to pay, to be paid. So the essence of this is to find teachers that can cover the shortage of, especially these teachers that just retired within this period. So what I'm saying is that people should understand that this pandemic has really changed a lot of things.
Right.
Things may never remain, may never come back to how they were.
True.
So we just have to understand that the only way is for us to adjust. Even Charles, I'm sure you must have adjusted in the way you live.
Of course.
Just last week, I got my new NEPA bill of 78,000 from less than 20,000 naira to 78,000. I thought it was a mistake. I called my marketer and said, yes, that this is how it might remain for now.
Is it metering or
no,
estimation?
Estimation.
Okay.
And then I don't want to talk about that. Then also, price of petrol, we know about that one.
Right.
Then go to the market to buy foodstuff.
Yeah.
So the everything has changed. So we just have to find a way to manage life until things stabilize again.
Yeah, thank you. Ask a question. Thank God I was able to find it.
We can do quickly.
CSS and Marco, Ogbo, reconstruction of five classrooms.
Five classroom blocks.
Completed. Okay. So, Fine Glow, you must have seen that in your area unless you don't travel to the village. The contract has been done and dusted.
Okay.
And this is what I was able to find from the list the permanent member for has here. And I know there will be others. We have at Niara Yatoya Place, Technical College, Amoli. Five classroom completed. Nearer to your place again. Boys Secondary School, Umbo. Community School, Ezio Hambo, has been done too. And I believe there is too many. So, with that, I think Fine Glow.
Your question has been answered.
Yeah, question has been answered.
Right. Okay, I want to say a very big thank you to you both for coming through. Permanent member for Honorable Ezra Nnamdi Charles, a namesake. Many thanks.
Yes, for coming through. He must be a very stubborn man. Any guy with an answer Charles is stubborn.
Is that a way of saying you are stubborn?
I am very stubborn.
But in the right direction.
And of course, a special assistant to the governor on public communications, Mr. Chukwunonye Okereke. Thank you so much for coming through as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Charles. God bless you.
This program returns in a fortnight. See you all later. Cheers.